Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
An Erios production.
Would I kill my own baby to save a village?
Would I go back in time and kill Hitler?
Would I take the promotion at work with strings attached?
Would I eat muffins for the rest of my life if it meant I didn't have to go to school?
Would I have Satan's child?
The Big Ones!
Hi, everyone, and welcome to
The Big Ones!
Each week, we discuss new ethical questions, ranging from historical decisions to relationship problems to brain-busting moral choices.
The questions can be complicated to discuss, but they're always fun to talk about because they force you to look deep, deep, deep within inside yourself. Will you like what you see, Kobe Smulders?
Yes!
That was so lovely.
I know, it freaks people out
to see it happening live. I know. Is a big deal.
Yeah, it's always the people who are listeners who their faces just light up.
It feels like being around celebrity. It feels like this is a big deal.
Like watching the Beatles.
It's like meeting the Queen.
It is exactly like meeting the Queen.
The two Queens. But it is
when you're listening to it, it sounds like it's kind of pre-recorded, and you know it's not because it's slightly different every time.
Yeah.
But it's what an experience. Thank you for that. And this has been a lot of fun. And I just unlock this door.
I know we love it.
You're in. You're in for at least 45 minutes.
Woo! This is crazy. This is our second guest from the Marvelverse.
Oh yes!
Oh my God! Steve Agee, who's going to be in, or who was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Now that's Marvel.
Yes.
Okay.
And then he's going to be in
now that's Marvel. That's a good tagline for them.
Now that's Marvel.
Yeah. After the credits, it's just me sitting here. That's the teaser.
I also like it because it's slightly judgy of what I don't know.
Now that's
Marvel.
So we're really, believe that.
You've got a lot more to go, but I say get them all.
Yeah, next we're going to try for Hawkeye.
Get that Renner on here.
Oh my God, do you think Renner would do it?
Renner would totally do it. He'd love it.
He would truly be the best guest.
He'd come in here and he'd own the place. I have no doubt in my mind that he'd come in here and he'd be like, he'd be so excited that he was here. Am I wrong?
Yeah, he'd be like knocking on the wall panels, being like, these things are good for soundproofing. like checking it out.
Yeah, one would fall and he'd be like, oh no. Like he's like that, huh?
He'd be looking at the gear.
He also lives in the woods, so he has a palatial chunk of land somewhere, so he builds stuff. Like he is a man.
Okay, he would
maybe come in here and be like, no offense, I think this space is wonderful, but I'm sure he would find
he'd touch something and it would fall apart and he would renovate.
Well, that would be great actually, because he could like help us with these wires. Could organize our wires.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, well, this is listening.
Really, we should feel so proud of ourselves because we are now, like, we started off the podcast with, like, F-listers, and now mm-hmm. we're moving our way up, and we have an A-lister here.
We didn't start out with F-listers.
We're the F-listers.
We're the F-listers. Marina Amanda Flister.
I think you're looking at a D at best.
Star of Stumptown.
Yes, that is a show.
Well, it's a huge show.
It's a show.
It's a huge show with our other friend, Jake Johnson.
Oh, Jake should do this show.
He should do this show. But he might be one of those guys who's like, I don't do podcasts.
No, I think he would do it. I think he would do it.
We know Jake. He was in Ghost Girls.
Oh, my gosh.
Like back in the day.
Yeah. Pre-New Girl.
He is a true delight. Yeah. I think he would be a great addition to the Big Ones.
He's a fun guy.
He's super fun. And he's got family, man. He's got lots to discuss.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, Renner, Johnson, Johansson.
If you're listening.
Renner, Johnson, Johansson. Let's the big three, baby.
Trifecto.
Maybe all at the same time.
Ooh, we have the right amount of seats at this table.
Exactly. No more.
So just give us their numbers.
This office building would go nuts. Kobe, thank you so much for being here.
It's my pleasure. I am a huge fan. I'm very excited to
and
be here.
And we love your husband, Taryn.
Yes.
Who's been a multi guest.
Yes.
In multiple facets.
He's one of our top three best guests.
Oh, great.
I think. Yeah.
He likes to problem solve. Like, he's a problem solver.
Mm-hmm.
So I can imagine. I haven't actually heard his, which is weird. We were talking about it last night. In preparation,
he's giving you some tips. He was going, today. Now they're going to come at you.
Now they're going to come at you hard. You're going to be very uncomfortable.
They're going to try and twist your words and trap you.
Yes.
They're going to hook into one thing.
He's been right so far. He has been absolutely correct.
So we like to start off by asking our guests if they have any little big ones.
Yes.
And so please, let's help you.
Well, I thought you guys could help me on, so tis the season. Tis the season for visitors.
Yeah, girl, I know.
Tell me about it. So I love a visitor. I love a visitor, but I have a problem with saying no in general. In general, that's an issue. But with house guests, the duration of stay, how long, I find myself, like, I love it when people come and then, like, I'm so exhausted by the time because I've just been planning, I've been hosting,
you
I've
put
been
a lot
doing
of work
everything.
In.
So I guess I'm trying to figure out, you know, what is the correct offer to put out there? Like, what do you say if someone wants to come and visit?
Mm-hmm.
And it's obviously different strokes for different folks. If it's a friend that you know you really want to hang with, different situation than like a parent.
Yes.
Right.
Grandparent situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I do find a lot of time, because I'm Canadian, I'm from another land.
Yes.
And,
welcome.
We've heard of
thank
it.
Thank you. Don't call immigration.
And they're already on their way.
Oh, boy. So people kind of come to stay. Mm-hmm. They kind of, they come in and they're like, Vancouver's only a 3-hour flight. Mm-hmm. But it feels like a journey. So I'm very bad at setting parameters. So I'm just wondering what your own set of parameters are.
Mm. I have a special interest in this subject.
Okay.
And I've done some research on it.
Oh, good.
So I have an answer.
Please.
I've come to the right place.
Etiquette says 3 days.
3 days? That's mm-hmm. it?
Wait, then, who said? What? Who?
Etiquette.
Wait, who's your sources?
What is etiquette? Is that
etiquette?
Who's your source?
General?
This is, on average, what I've read.
Where?
From books. You know, I read a lot of these 1960s self-help books and etiquette books.
Okay.
And to me, what I think is okay as a house guest, and this is probably the max amount of time I'd want to stay at someone's house, 3 days and then get a hotel. That's what I think.
I have a different answer.
Okay.
From when, with family, I think you're good for a week.
With like a 7-day week?
A 7-day week.
5-day work week.
I'm not counting Sunday. I'm counting the next Monday. Yeah, I'm counting the next Monday. Yeah, just from like when family would come in and visit our family growing up, it just felt like if mm-hmm. people are flying mm-hmm. in, then a week is like the right amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for a friend who's coming in, you know, throughout the year, whatever. Yeah, I mean, I'd say under 5 days is probably, I couldn't imagine being like, I'm coming out and I'm staying for 2 weeks. Get ready.
To anyone.
I'm not really a person who does house stays.
Uh-huh.
Like, I've actually never done that except for when I was a kid and we'd visit family and we'd always go for like, I think 4 or 5 days max. But I've never like gone to visit a friend unless it's just a night, you know?
Right.
And like stayed at their house.
What about family? But all your family's out here.
That's the thing. Mm. I'm local. So mm-hmm. I'm not the best person to be speaking on this, but it's never stopped me before. So how long are people coming to stay with you?
Well, we just had friends in town, and they were with us for 8 days.
Okay.
But they're like, love them to death.
Yeah.
It's also like, it's different energies, right? They're very self-sufficient. Okay. They're doing the dishes in the sink.
Okay.
Right? So there is a certain etiquette involved in being a house guest as well. But it's I think it's probably mostly family.
Totally.
Because I have two children. There are longer stays, mm-hmm. and you're going, so it's not just about me for once. Yeah,
that's right. But is it that kind of thing? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, well, so I'm saying it's like, if grandparents are coming into town or something, this is a moment for bonding to happen between my children and another family member. But then, you know, after 4 days,
you're done.
I'm getting a little.
Is it one of those things where they're like kind of looking to you to make the plans?
Yeah.
That's
sure.
What's the most exhausting.
Yeah,
and this sure. is something I also read, that as a house guest, the polite thing to do is to have an opinion. So if someone's like, what would you like to right. do today? You don't just say, oh, whatever you want, whatever's easiest for you. Mm-hmm. You say, I would like to go to a museum.
But mm-hmm. hold on. Yeah.
Right.
But I get that. But then what if you're like, I would like to go to Universal Studios with you? You know what I mean?
Well, I think that's, I mean, yeah. I mean, so, but I get that, but that's almost, to me, would be like refreshing. So I go, okay, I know that on Wednesday we're doing Universal.
Right.
And then
prepare for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's pre them coming out. But what if someone says that day? Also, people shouldn't expect you to go everywhere with them.
Yeah. They should be, but sometimes family, they're yeah, anxious definitely. About getting around LA.
You
like
don't have
they,
a car.
Right.
You're all in that one car.
Now, do you have a separate wing of your house for guests?
Which wing are you discussing? Is it the south, north, or east or west wing? I have a guest bedroom.
You have a guest bedroom.
There's like a comfortable place for people to stay, so it's not like a couch situation.
But wouldn't it be nice if we all had some sort of separate guest unit
like
with its own
like
kitchen?
A guest house. Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
Separate property.
Oh, that I think if we had that, because
yeah,
now you
dream.
Can do garage conversions.
Yes.
And so if we had that,
make sure to check with the city. Yeah, make sure to check with the
house,
city.
The fancy garage conversion.
A carriage house. So if we all had carriage houses, then people could come to stay forever. I honestly mm-hmm, wouldn't mm-hmm. care. But it's the fact that like
yeah.
for me having someone, I'm like I work from home a lot.
Yes.
I have a very kind of set routine. Mm-hmm. So when ever anyone's coming to stay with me, it really kind of jumbles me a
yeah.
little bit. It also jumbles the cat, because like maybe it's like this with your kids are on a routine, but my cat is on like a very strict routine, and when people come to stay, they stay in the guest bedroom, which is my office and the cat's room.
Oh wow.
And so we're both displaced, the cat and I.
And what so kind we of both routine is your cat rolling with?
I mean, she's just like, okay, so she's on this like automatic feeder, so she gets fed like 5 times in the morning, and then
Jesus. 5 in the morning.
Yes, so she doesn't wake us up. So she starts getting fed at 5 a.m.
Is there like a little beep, like an alarm? Yeah. So she hears, is it a
No,
sorry,
she,
it a,
she, it's a girl, it's but a girl. She just knows when it's yeah. coming because she knows her routine.
She does. I've seen
so
her just
well.
Wait like 10 minutes before it's time. Just stare at the
wow.
food. Yeah.
And then she has her nap schedule and her litter boxes in the office. So that all gets moved around
oh,
when
wow.
people
yeah,
come.
That's a big change.
To stay. Yeah. Now, I don't know where your children's litter boxes are.
Oh, we just, they go on the floor. They don't.
Okay, so then it's probably not that.
Yeah, yeah. They go wherever. They squat wherever they choose.
Now, how would you, say you kind of set a boundary and you were like, I don't want the family coming for more than 4 days.
Uh-huh.
How would you ever even say
you
that?
Can't.
Can you?
The test that I'm doing this holiday season, my mom is coming in, and because I'm booking the flight for her, I got kind of strategic with that. So
yes.
I got her coming in December 28th to January 2nd.
Perfect.
And I'm like, okay, we're doing it. It's a locked off. So I'm hoping that will be a good chunk of time. But it's always hard to know because when someone just goes, this is my flight itinerary.
Yeah.
Then you're just rolling with whatever that is. And,
yeah.
And you know, I don't want to sound like I'm a curmudgeon-y, don't come to my house.
Oh, you're
person.
Not. You're not coming across
but
like
it's,
that.
It's hard for me to say when I'm on that train. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to say, No. Like, yeah. Universal, sure. I'm sure Saturday would be a great day.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard for me to sort of set the boundaries once it's in motion.
Yeah, that makes a lot of
sense.
So
I'm trying to establish parameters before arrival.
That's a genius approach, because then when someone's checking your dates, that's when you say, oh, these 4 days would be amazing for you to come.
Yeah, that's really
and
good.
You got to do it then, because otherwise you have no control.
Well, you always should, when someone says they're going to come out, you should find your cap day of like when they can stay until, and then book something for yourself and go,
I've got this thing going on the 5th. Yeah, I got to get out of here.
I got to be in Palm Springs on the 5th.
Yeah.
And I can't talk about it.
Is that a lie? Is it just...
No, because you book the Palm Springs.
So you have to book...
You book something that's refundable.
Refundable.
Oh, and then you cancel?
Because then what happens is the day of, you get anxiety. And you go, oh, I can't do it. And then you're good. You're fine.
Okay.
So, yeah. I would say a week, but that's just me being like... overly cautious with people.
But could you have someone for a week in your house?
Well, I'm not my apartment,
but I mean, if you had like one other bedroom, would you want someone to come stay for a week?
Well, it depends who they were. It wouldn't be great, but it would, if they were coming in from out of town, I'd be like, yeah, you can stay, especially if they like hadn't been to LA in a while or ever. And then, but it is very nice when people can get an Airbnb like right down the street from you, or, you know, but yeah, staying at your place and like doing the dishes and helping out, like that's a huge thing.
Well, there's also, you know, going back to the parents, there's some built-in babysitters. I mean, if they're staying for 10 days, you can probably get a night out of that.
Well, at least.
They're staying for like 4, you can't be like, enjoy the children.
Yeah.
Jared and I are having a date night, you know?
That's a good point.
But that could be something that you could take out of that, sort of reap the benefits of.
Yeah. It totally depends on the people. I think you're right about that.
Yeah.
Because there's some people who, like a friend, it would be fun. But my parents never... I mean, they're just in Long Beach, but they would never stay with us unless something, you know, is an emergency, I guess.
What would the emergency be?
Too much alcohol. Does that ever happen? I wonder. That happens to us sometimes if it's like a sister.
Oh, like a friend sleeps over because they drank too much.
They just crash.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they can just sleep on the couch.
Right. Not near that cat's litter box. Do not mess with that cat's routine.
You don't want to get on Margo's bad side. Trust me.
Well, I hope that helped.
It did. Thank you.
Our permission to set boundaries.
Thank you.
Maria, you too.
Oh, God. What are you talking
about? You have an office, by the way.
So
convert it, put a little cot in there.
I thought you were talking about this.
This is great because people could come to stay here. We tried to get Steve Agee to sleep here.
The office, we have a second room, but it's like Craig's office, and he has all his stuff in there.
Too much stuff.
Mm.
It's all his old hobby stuff of like
the hobbies you made him give up when you guys got together.
Yeah, I said this kid's stuff ends today.
Yeah.
I was throwing
It's hobbies plural. How many hobbies?
His hobbies are very large hobbies.
He's into cars.
Like, large in idea or large in just full.
No, it's like arcade cabinets, like arcade, like video arcade, like 80s arcade games. I'm holding a joystick, like a whole joystick and a button.
Yeah, like a pinball machine or something.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Yes. And so he's got a couple of those.
Wow.
And then he has just a lot of like circuit boards for those things that like pile up like this, because he can put in different boards and he like trades them and like, you know, collects them and then sells them. So it's like this whole thing. And so that's his room for all that kind of stuff.
He could handle these wires, you guys.
And he's trying.
You don't need Renner to come in here.
He actually set up this black hole the wires go into.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah,
No. Cool. He's done. He walked in here at first and was shocked by how we'd done things.
Maria was tangled.
Yeah,
in
I might as well have been. I might as well have been, because he came in and it was a look of what are you doing? And I said, I don't know. I'm so sorry. Or like me sending him pictures of wires at the hardware store, wherever we, or the, where do you get wires?
Wire store.
The wire store.
Pretty sure that's right.
And him saying like, it's a coaxial. And I'm like, I don't know. Wow. Like, I don't know what you're saying.
But anyway, we're pretty sure this is recording, so we didn't do that bad.
Oh, shoot.
Job.
No, no, no. Wait, let me press
record. No, I would have shaken you.
Redo.
All right. Well, it's time to do our ask.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, listen up, guys. Yeah. This is the part of the show where we demand your support. Because we are giving you premium content, and the fact that some of you have not reviewed, like, I'm kind of welling up with tears right now.
And you are.
Can I talk about my own personal experience with this?
Yes, please.
Is, like all you listening, I was just a listener for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And would hear the ask every episode. And I think out of laziness, let's give people the benefit of the doubt. Out of laziness, some people are just like, haven't gone to the website, haven't checked out Patreon, haven't done the subscribe or liked. I'm too busy. I got too much going on.
Mm. Yeah.
One day, I'm driving to work, and I hear the ask, and it's like a goddamn light bulb went off in my mind. God. And I said, how have I not? I have been listening for free for months. These amazing podcasts. How have I not done anything? So what I went to Patreon. And I give you money every month.
Oh my God.
And I liked it. And I do like it.
I liked it.
I liked subscribing. I liked giving you my money. I liked the podcast. And I liked it for other people to see that I liked it. You know, it's infuriating at this point. If you are listening to this and you're not giving back in any way, when these ladies are giving so much.
And we are. The life is draining from us at a rapid
see it.
We're melting.
Yeah.
I just watched this documentary about the coral reefs dying.
The bleaching of the reefs.
And I looked at it and I went, oh my God, that's what Amanda and I are. But there's time to save us. It's like what they say, where they're like, we're at a point now where the reefs are dying. And if we don't do something now, they're going to be gone for good.
Absolutely.
Okay, this is like the in Peter Pan when Twinkle Bell. What's her name?
What is her name?
Tinkerbell.
But by the way, Twinkerbell is pretty solid too.
Oh my God. When Tinkerbell. Tinker.
Tinkerbell. Tinkerer. She's tinkering.
Oh, shit.
She's always got her hand in a...
She lives in like a clock or something.
When Tinkerbell...
She lives in whatever has a hole.
Mm-hmm. Hey-o.
When Tinkerbell is dying because you guys don't believe.
Yeah.
And then that... Oh, wait. That's in Hook.
No. That's in Peter Pan.
Okay. And
no,
we...
Julia Roberts is suffering from a... She needs to be... She needs to get clapped.
And
too.
We all...
That was in Pretty Woman.
No.
She was dying.
And we all have to clap to bring her back to life. That's us. And the claps are rating and reviewing and joining
That's
Patreon.
So true.
So it's not too late. And listen.
We drank the poison. Yeah.
Just do it.
Just do it. And I'll read one. How about I read a review?
Yes, please.
This podcast, .. This is by E. Fawcett.
Okay.
Is the best. Maria and Amanda are the best. If you read my review on the podcast, I will eat muffins for the rest of my life.
Beautiful.
They're done. They just made a promise I hope that they can keep.
Well, if they're anything like me, it's going to be pretty easy because I love a muffin.
You're maybe the last muffin man because who else likes muffins?
I like a muffin.
A chocolate
I don't know
chip
if
muffin.
Every day. What is that
I
your favorite?
I would never choose
ask.
A muffin over like a croissant or something, like a Danish even.
Okay.
Did you ever see that Seinfeld episode where I think it was, I can't remember which character came up with the idea, but it was like starting a cafe, which is just the muffin tops.
Yes. I
think it was called Muffin Tops because that's also a great name.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had to somehow, they tried to give all the bottoms to like a homeless shelter and they got in a lot of trouble for it.
Yes.
But it's so true about the top is that's the golden.
Because you don't want it connected to that wrapper.
You don't. I love the the sponginess of a muffin bottom.
Mm.
Oh, you do?
I know. I get it. I'm the freak. it's the truth. It's the truth.
Mm. So you like it all. You'll take it all.
I like it all. And I'll tell you what, I don't have a muffin every day, but I do love a pastry.
Yeah.
I love a donut.
Great.
I love a muffin. I love a croissant. I love an eclair.
Oh, no.
Bold.
Not for me.
What?
Sweet. I'm not a cream. They're too sweet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not a cream filling.
The eclair doesn't taste too sweet to me. I like a not too sweet eclair.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but it's just who I am. Took me a long time to come to terms with this.
Yeah,
that's okay.
What's your favorite morning pastry?
I think it's going to be a croissant.
Chocolate? Plain?
No, plain. I'm not a big sweets person. I don't eat. I don't crave it. I would rather have like a giant plate of nachos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like give me a nachos. Give me some French fries.
Okay, you're salty over
I'm
sweet.
I'm a salty lady.
You're a salty broad.
That's right. But I don't need any of that stuff.
Probably also because sugar is addicting. So like because you don't really eat it because you don't like it, you don't get addicted
True.
To it.
Mm.
True. Yeah, I have an addiction.
I developed an addiction. You can get it so fast because I mm-hmm. haven't really been eating that much sugar. And then over, of course, Thanksgiving, I'm having like a slice of pie and then yeah. I have a whole leftover pumpkin pie. So the next day I'm having, you know, more another piece of pie. And then suddenly I'm like, holy shit, like I'm like jonesing for
give me my fix.
Yeah. So then last night I said enough is enough. I'm going to curb it with a glass of red wine. So now I'm coming down off the pumpkin pie with a nasty red wine habit.
But doesn't red wine also have a ton of sugar
yeah,
in it?
Yeah, yeah. So,
but I mean, I feel like red wine of the two is
I don't think
the
it
lesser...
has as much sugar, but I think your body metabolizes it as sugar. So I'm really at a loss
here. I can't
here.
Drink red wine. It freaks my body out.
Puts mm-hmm. me right to bed.
Yeah. Yeah. But white wine's fine.
I haven't had... Well, I did have a cocktail at Thanksgiving, but... previous to that, no alcohol in 4 months.
Wow.
Isn't that nuts?
That's great.
You guys don't know me that well, but let me tell you something. That is nutty for me.
Really? What do you normally drink?
I mean, I'm like a, if I go out, I have two cocktails a night, but yeah. I will do that frequently.
Right, right, right. That's like how I am too.
But I just found, I don't know if it's just like getting older, if it's just sort of workload, having kids, whatever. I just like, I get hungover like that. I have one glass of something.
Really?
And then the next day, I'm useless.
And yeah, and then it just messes up your whole schedule.
Then your whole day is gone.
I feel like that suddenly happened to me. Like, I can't like go to a party and have like, you know, like three drinks. Like, yeah. Forget it. I'll be so hungover the next day. So now I'm kind of like maybe two drinks.
Yeah. Two if you're being like wild.
Yeah. If I'm in a naughty mood, I'll have two glasses of Prosecco.
Woo.
But yeah, I can gobble it down.
All right, guys. Well, let's take a break.
Okay. Although I can talk about this all day.
Okay, guys. We'll be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, guys, welcome back.
Okay, we're here with it's time for the big one.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. You are a beautiful British society girl who has always done what's expected of her. You are currently trapped in an engagement with Caledon Hockley, a controlling man who you do not love. You yearn for adventure, and you get a taste when you, your mother, and fiancé book a transatlantic journey on the new luxurious passenger liner, the Titanic.
then I accidentally wrote a shit too...
A shit too big to sink. That was a typo. Oh my god, I'm on a roll today. Between that and Twinkle whatever her name is. Okay. But still, you are a bird trapped in a cage and you decide to end it all. But that's when the tides shift and you meet a young man, a penniless artist named Jack Dawson. Jack saves your life that night and you go on to have a whirlwind romance, and he teaches you about life and sex. Unfortunately, your love story is cut short when the Titanic hits an iceberg and starts to sink. The deckhands are loading women and children onto lifeboats. You know there are not enough lifeboats for everyone because Victor Garber told you earlier. Cal and Jack insist that you get on a lifeboat, but you know if you go, you'll be leaving your new love to die. Do you get on a lifeboat and abandon the man you love who saved your life? Or do you do the "why you gotta be so stupid, Rose, huh?" and jump off the lifeboat to stay with Jack?
Now, I think this will be easier if, or not easier, but more thought-provoking if we take out the relationships we're in and we kind of just put it as.
Yeah, I think you're right about that because, I mean, we can play around with both situations.
With who, maybe, you know, maybe, I don't know, who's someone you would have liked at, you know, 20 years old?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Let's all just be, okay, but that makes it really
easy. Are you saying
easy.
That you would abandon Craig? Or
No. I just mean, like, there's such a history, like, you'd stay with, like, the person
you're with. But
right?
I don't know, I think you're just assuming that. I don't know if that's the case for all of us. So,
really?
Yeah.
I think it's because she's not. I don't even think she knows the guy that she's gonna marry very well.
She knows.
I think that's a whole part
about
of
him.
It.
She knows.
No, but you're talking about Jack.
No, I'm talking about Cal.
Cal.
So what about Cal?
That she doesn't want to be with him.
I know, but she's
kind of on the fence.
She doesn't want to be with him. He's a bully. But she leaves Jack to get on the lifeboat.
No, I know. And Cal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But she knows she doesn't want to be with Cal.
So it's more about, are you going to save yourself or go back for this dream person?
To stay with the love of your life, who saved your life,
right.
By the way. Do you stay with him?
Suicidal. She was trying to commit suicide.
She was trying.
But was she really? You know what I mean?
Attention.
Attention. But then again, no one was watching. So if a tree falls in the forest.
Do you drown?
Exactly.
So off the bat, let's play around with we're Rose in the situation and it's Jack. Like, let's just say first instinct, do you get on the lifeboat?
Well, I think we need to set the tone of the Titanic.
Please.
First, this boat is called the unsinkable ship. People don't, I think when you're getting on this lifeboat,
you
don't necessarily know that this thing is going under.
That's so
true. You're just being told to get in a lifeboat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think probably when sweet, you know, royalty Rose is getting in that boat, it's probably pretty calm. They're probably like, you're the first tier of people.
Yeah.
Get on that ship. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Get comfy.
Yeah.
Here's a bag of chips.
But women are psychic. So
right?
She probably knew
she
in
had
her,
some
her
intuition
gut,
about it.
Yeah. Her gut biomicrome is telling her something's not. Yes, I'm really on a hot streak today. It's telling her something's not right.
Well,
here.
In my fan fiction, Rose is a witch.
Oh yeah,
and she has a coven of.
So maybe when she was gonna jump, she thought, "I'm gonna survive."
Yeah,
you know, I'm just gonna swim back to England
or fly back
or fly. Maybe she thought she was just gonna straight up lift off. Just go home to jolly old England.
So are you saying, Kobe, that you would have gotten on the lifeboat?
I'm saying, like, I think when it's happening, it's important to know, like, are people panicking? And it is, like, the boat is doing, like, it is tipping, it is going, let's get on this boat. We see it going in the water. Because if it's like, hey, get on the ship, get on the boat.
I think it's a little bit of chaos. If I'm not mistaken, it's not that people are, it's that people are rushing to get on boats.
Yes.
Boats it's are falling, like they're right. not, like they're.
People are pushing to get on a boat.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think, although everyone's saying it'll be fine, just get on the boat when your friend Victor Garber looks at you and says, like, Rose, get on the boat, and you see the fear in his eyes, you're kind of like, but you don't
probably could never assume that it was going to be as horrible as it ended up being.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it would be, is it even morally right that women and children go first? I mean,
wow.
What do we think about that?
That the ultimate feminist question.
I think children, I'm like, children for sure.
Children get
But on. Here's the thing. I mean, back in the day, and also still present day, I mean, women were the main caretakers. Like, men did very little back then. So you're sending a boat of children, you got to have a couple women on board.
But also women are the life givers. I mean, that's why men get sent to war, right? Because as a society, they're mm-hmm. dispensable, right? Because, like, they go off to fight because the women are the ones that are actually able to give life.
Well, that was back in the day and now.
No, but I'm talking about in the time of the Titanic. In the time,
absolutely,
yeah. That was the mindset of, like, the men are dispensable. Women stay with the children. They can give life. That's the way the world works.
Also, basically. The men are the ones who built the boat that's sinking. Yeah, the men are the one who didn't see the iceberg in time.
And I think it was probably the captain who was like, we don't need that many lifeboats.
It was the designers.
Let's make this as beautiful as possible.
Exactly the designers of the ship, I think. Yeah. And then, of course, it was all signed off on by the White Star Line, run by men. So in the case of the Titanic, I am like, yeah, the men should probably... Stay on the boat.
But you're also saying that all men should be punished for the sins.
For the poor design.
For the poor designs of the Titanic.
Well, just the men at the top.
Okay, the I mean, I think that there's like a women and children thing back then. It's more, certainly more debatable. I think today would be like families. Like, if you don't have anyone who you are responsible for, you're in the next boats.
But there would have been a lot of uncles trying to get on those boats.
It would be a hard thing to prove in the moment.
Yeah. No, I'm the
uncle. Let me see some documentation.
No, I'm uncle. I'm not. I'm just uncle.
Is this man your uncle?
Yeah.
He's looking at you like.
Yeah, please.
I don't know, you guys. I'm sort of feeling like I'm going back. They had this wonderful night where he drew her and it was a sexy, sexy time in the carriage with the sweaty hand on the window. And it was great times.
It was one night.
It was one night. And I'm sort of like, I'm getting on that boat.
Also, because your world has just been opened up,
literally.
You're like, yeah, you're like, why? I mean, there got to be other dreamers out there like Jack in New York City. So
literally other fish in the sea outside of this boat, just right here.
I mean, it would be if I had just met this guy and he's telling me to get on the boat.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm sorry. I'm not getting on that damn boat.
You're not?
Okay, let me just put you in my headspace. You're telling me people's sexiest man of the year,
1998. We're looking at it, us. Cameron Diaz, Brad Pitt, and other stars who made 98 sizzle.
Yeah, and they did. Leo's face. And that's not a lie. But I'm just saying, like, someone, like, take the person, the Leonardo DiCaprio, or in my case, like... 2000, Ewan McGregor or something was my, like, when I was younger, mm-hmm. that was like, you have one night with this person and it's the most magical night of your life and you go, this is love, this is love, I love this person, right? I'm not getting on the damn boat. I'm having the time of my life on the ship. I don't care if I die.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that brings us around to, is the boat really sinking or not? But also, they got back to us.
This is our walkies going off.
Here, give it to me.
What I was thinking is, Rose is like 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to take that into account as well. Where when you were 18 and you fell in love for the first time, I mean, you're staying on the boat as an 18-year-old. Like, I'm talking as a 37-year-old mother of two. Like, I am taking care of myself because I'm an independent woman. I don't need nobody. But it's when you're 18 that... You know, that feeling, that passion is so strong.
That's what I'm saying.
So should we kind of go into a little improv here?
I'm nervous. I may get taken away.
Who do you
want
to play?
I'll be the boat.
No. Come on, Toots.
I'm going down.
Uh-oh. Getting a little...
Row.
I think maybe I should be either Cal.
Who are the players? We've got Rose. We've got...
I think it should be Rose, Cal, and Leo.
Leo.
And Jack.
I want to almost throw, like, is the mom not in play at all?
Well, the mom, I think...
She was like, I don't like you, mom. Her and her mom were not on good terms.
But did the mom get on a boat?
Her mom was like sitting on the boat and she got off the boat.
And she kept going, Rose, Rose.
Oh, God.
Get back.
You have to get on a boat with your nagging mother. We have to take that into consideration, too. Like you would.
I think it's like a deterrent from getting on the boat.
I think so, too.
She's looking
around. Okay, so who wants to be Rose?
Oh, I'll be Rose.
Okay, Kobe's Rose. And then do you want to be Leo or Cal?
I'll be Leo. I think I could get there.
Dig deep.
Okay.
Dig deep.
Okay. So here we go. We're trying to convince you to get on the boat.
And so it's kind of, and we don't like each other because hold on a minute. Just hold on. I need to know what's going on in the scene. You're about to put me into jail.
Yeah. Yes, because you've stolen the heart of the ocean. Oh,
right.
And but not that this matters, but I know that if Rose gets on that boat, I'm going to die.
Because you're
going to
be locked up in the jail.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Whoa. Okay. Oh my God, I'm truly like
you're shivering.
We're all gonna be sobbing so much.
I know.
It's my favorite movie.
Is it really?
Well, as a kid, I saw it 9 times in theaters.
Oh my gosh.
It hit me at the right time.
Yeah.
Near, far, wherever you are, I believe that my heart will go on.
Oh my God. Oh, yes.
Crazy. Yes.
Yes.
Celine Dion.
Okay, let's go straight into it, guys. Okay. I'm feeling it. Let's go straight into it. Come on.
Jack and Cal?
Jack.
Yeah.
Jack,
Cal.
Rose, get on the boat, Rose.
Cal, I don't want to do this. I didn't feel right leaving Jack behind.
No, you have to go. You have to go on the boat because... Cal, don't look at me like that.
Tell her, Jack.
You have to go on the boat because if you stay, you'll die. And I'll be fine. Don't worry. I'll be fine.
Everything's fine. See, we're getting along. It's water under the bridge. Now, Rose, go on.
I won't leave you behind. It's not living if it's not living with you.
I'll be on the next boat, right? We'll be on the next boat, right, Cal?
That's right.
There's no more boat. This is the last boat.
It is.
Jack?
I think so.
They have other ones. They're just covered.
Okay. I didn't see them. They're hiding under the top.
You're a woman, so how can you know everything?
Yes. Come on.
Well, Jack,
wait a minute.
You can't talk to me like that. You're right,
Jack. I'm seeing things in a new perspective.
Rose, we had a great couple days together, okay? Cal, cover your ears, because I know this might hurt
la,
you.
La, 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 la.
We had a great couple days, but let me tell you this. You have the rest of your life to go out and to meet someone who, and I might make it. I'm not saying I'm not going to make it, but if I don't make it, you'll find another dreamer out there. Someone that's going to push you to be a better version of yourself. So just get on the boat, Rose.
Rose, go. I'm grabbing your arm too hard.
That hurts.
Get on the boat, you dumb woman.
Don't call me that. Where's my mother? Rose, get on the boat, Rose. Rose, get on the boat. I just don't know what to do.
Get on the boat, Rose.
Who's that? Oh, is that Victor Garber?
That's Victor Garber. Okay, yes. Rose, there's not enough lifeboats for everyone. Get on the boat,
Rose.
Why
are we the only ones with British accents?
I don't remember.
Okay, I want to be telling her to get on the boat. No, here's the thing.
Where she gets off the boat and then you say, why are you going to be so stupid?
Do you want to be Leo for this?
No, I just want to watch.
I'm not getting on the boat. I'm staying with you, Jack.
Why you got to be so stupid, Rose? Why you got to be so stupid?
That's beautiful.
Wow.
Do it to me.
I want to be Rose for a second.
It's real. It feels really nice. Okay, do it again.
Why you gotta be so stupid, Rose? Why you gotta be so stupid?
Oh my God.
Right?
Everybody's telling me to stay on the boat. Why am I... he's convincing. He's authoritative. I'm staying on the boat.
Mm-hmm. I'm probably, as Rose, I'm staying I think I'm staying on the boat.
I think you guys
staying
are
on
not
the lifeboat. I'm going on the lifeboat. I am not staying on the Titanic.
I just personally have a will to live. Mm. And if it's it would change if it were like my husband, but I don't know, because I feel like if it were, now can we play the game where we do it as though it's us in real life and sure. someone's shaking us? Is this going to be okay to do?
Yeah, but it would have to be, but it can't, it wouldn't be 10 years into a relationship. This is the day after
I want to play the game like it is us now with our people.
She wants to prove her loyalty.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead.
No, but I just want to play it out and see what I think might happen in real life.
Are you sure you're
going to
like
today.
What happens?
I'm not sure.
Can I ask for myself, where are the children? Where are my children?
This is the, because this will totally
this
change
will
things
change
for you.
They were with the grandparents. They're with the grandparents in New York already.
They stayed behind. We took the tech. We're on like a honeymoon cruise.
Yeah,
like
yeah. We're all on a
we're on a 10
no,
year.
No, they haven't
like,
been born yet. Or no, they have. Okay, so you're saying you want it like today.
I
want
to play it today. So let's say the children are safe.
The children are safe, not anywhere near the boat, or are they on the boat?
Oh,
with me,
okay,
or with because it
if they're on the lifeboat, you're getting on the lifeboat.
I think that if I am sitting on this lifeboat with my kids, I would leave Taryn probably to die. Not because I don't.
So
not because
funny.
I don't love. I mean, but no, he would. No. It would be the same if he was on the lifeboat with the kids.
He would leave you.
I would be like, leave me to die.
You yeah. gotta protect the.
You
kids.
You gotta go take care of these kids.
Or you go. No, excuse me. He's the uncle. Let him on.
Yeah, yeah. I would well, full on dad, play the uncle
dad,
part.
No
and if
daddies.
It didn't work, I'd be like, go find. You know what did yeah. what did Rose survive on? Like a door frame. She was
yes.
floating on something.
Yeah, she was.
She survived.
She did.
But if that was our situation, it would be like I have to. I this is the worst thing ever. But I got to stay with the kids.
But
and
also,
vice versa.
You know, Taryn wouldn't be like, no, no.
No, Taryn would be totally would... like, go. He'd be yeah. he'd be like, force me to stay on the boat.
Yeah,
and it would be horrific.
And yeah. he would do that thing if he had to, where he would be like. Go, because if say like you didn't want to go and you were like, yeah. no, I want to stay. He'd go, go, go. I never loved you. Our marriage was a sham. Like you do
oh
that thing
God.
Where you like you throw rocks at your dire wolf to get him to run away into the
right.
woods for their own
he'd
safety.
He'd like chop away at the yeah. the rope holding the yes. he'd like push yeah. push it off
like he'd an find... Air Bud where they take the dog to an island. Goes,
it would be exactly like
Air
Bud.
I like to think like in my mind if it were with Matt, I would like to think that. I would not get on the lifeboat, but that he would have to knock me out and put me on the lifeboat, and then
yeah, I think that if
he'd probably have done that before the ship started to sink.
How? I think if it was, I think that if there was no responsibilities involved, I think I would go back on the boat.
Yeah,
because I would be at that point. You don't know what is going to happen.
Back on the Titanic,
I would go. I would get off of the lifeboat, go on the Titanic to find Taryn.
Also, this we're all in our 30s. We've had a life.
Yeah, but this is crazy.
I'm Canadian.
To me.
I grew up in the cold. I feel like I could survive.
This
in
is
the
crazy
waters.
To me because I'm thinking when I look at myself as an 18-year-old who's just had a night with. The dreamiest dreamboat mm-hmm. in the world. I'm so much more compelled to stay on the boat, on the Titanic, than as I am now, where it's like that, mm-hmm. it's like... Do you know
no,
what
I totally
mean?
I see your logic. I understand it. It's so interesting how you can kind of argue either side because you're saying like you just met this guy and your whole future is in front of you with him.
And it's but it's based on nothing. But the feeling of that passion and that excitement is enough to go screw it. I'm staying on.
Well, because
Titanic.
That's what that sort of love does to you. It makes you irrational,
mm-hmm. and that's why mm-hmm. so many rock stars get divorced. But it's true, isn't it?
Yeah, but I see your point in that. I think that is why Rose gets off because she's, you know,
yeah.
she's not thinking with her brain.
She's not.
And that's
she's
what her
not.
Mom kept trying to tell her.
Yeah.
She kept saying, you're thinking with your dick.
Rose, stop thinking
you
with your dick.
Stop thinking with your dick and start thinking with your heart of the heart of the ocean. But do you, I mean, and that's like sad to think about like now that I'm older and I go like, well, there, what's the point of staying on the boat? You're both dying together. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think I wouldn't leave Craig. Like I, but it wouldn't be that easy of a decision. It wouldn't be that rash of a decision to be like, no, I got to get off the boat.
I think that in the moment, it's crazy. Her mom is being a bee, and the Cal is like, ugh, you don't want to do anything with Cal. Staying on that lifeboat means you're committing to this life choice.
Yeah.
So she's literally just choosing her past versus this potential future, I think, in that moment.
Although she could she could have just ran away once they got to shore. You know what I mean?
But this is the thing that's so haunting about that movie. So if she had gotten off the boat, knowing Jack, he would have found a way to get out of jail anyway.
No, he wouldn't have. Amanda, you don't think so? There was no way he was getting... He was handcuffed. Because
she saved him. Oh, my God.
In the water...
Oh, is that right? She came and she broke him out of the jail?
Yeah, because I was thinking that if she had gotten on the boat, then he could have gotten on that door.
No, he wouldn't. He would have died. He would have drowned in under... In the jail.
He was too on the lower.
And it was filling up with water.
He dies anyway.
So what's the point but at the end of the day?
But at least they tried.
Well, that's a part of it too. There's so many levels to this, I'm realizing.
I know.
Because I think she kind of knows that he's in jail, doesn't she? Because how else does she know where to find him?
I think she
So she
kind
probably
of
goes, okay, if I get on this boat, he's locked up. He's dead.
No, because he's there trying to get her on the boat, but she knows that, because that happens, I think, once she gets off the lifeboat, that they lock him away.
So
they're playing
it
super cool.
I think they see him. I think she, as they're lowering the boat down, she sees them taking him away. Cal and the older gentleman.
Yeah, that might be. And then she runs up to him.
If that's the case, 100% you're getting off the boat because you're going, I got to go save this guy. I'll get on another boat later.
That's a good plan.
I think I've changed my mind.
Oh my God.
What is it?
I think I'm going on to the Titanic. That's me being really cold.
Yeah,
the Titanic.
Yeah, right.
I think I'm doing it because I think I'm not taking into consideration, you know, Kobe at 18 she's a wild child. She's going to get back on that boat, find that goddamn dream boat and try to survive.
Try to survive.
Yeah, if that boat's sinking, the other boat's, you know, there's two boats.
There might be another boat. You don't know. I'd rather take, I think I'm staying, I can't believe it.
I know.
I can't believe it. But I think I'm going on the Titanic. The Titanic.
I want to stay too.
Oh, Amanda.
I do. You can't. It's not a girl's trip. She's staying just because the girls are staying.
It's a girl's trip. We'll turn it into just a girl's trip.
So
we'll
fun.
All go down together.
But you know
together.
What's funny? I'm staying for two different reasons now, between now and when I'm 18. For 18, I'm staying for this passionate, like, this is love. This is, and at 33 with Craig, I'm staying because it's like, look, if we're going to die, we're like, I feel like we'd be able to figure something out together. Like, I have this thing of just like, I'd feel safer with him than I would without him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
I totally get that.
I get that.
And I think that's how I would feel at 18 too with Leo.
So it's more of a rational decision now, but it's still irrational in being like, let's get through this together rather than just die, rather than just getting on a lifeboat.
And I wonder if you did get on the lifeboat, how much that would nag at you, going like, what did happen to him?
Yeah, I agree.
Your whole life would be, what happened to Jack? Did he survive? Is he going to show up one day?
Oh, my God.
Did he die because of me? Did Cal lock him in some jail cell?
Could
he die because of me?
Fiction, if Rose gets on the boat.
Oh, and Jack survives?
Well, cut to 5 years later, Rose is, you know, at a fancy dinner. Jack shows up.
And just like a really nice tuxedo.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And
happens at the end of the movie, we remember.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, passes away.
But she lives a whole life. And I think that is the takeaway of the movie, is she kind of does leave her family, doesn't she?
Yeah,
she's like, bye.
Starts a new life.
Yeah.
Lives for Jack.
Because of this interaction with Jack.
Yeah, he didn't spend a lot of time on this earth, but he did do a lot.
He made an impact.
Yeah.
Wherever you are, I believe said.
Why you gotta be so stupid, Rose?
Come back.
All right.
What is she? Come also, back. Doesn't she say, like, just hold on?
Yeah.
Just hold on, Jack.
No, she goes, never let go.
Oh, yeah, never let go.
Never let go.
And then that's when, later when the lifeboat's coming around and she finds the dead guy's whistle, she goes, come back.
Come back. Come back.
Oh, yeah.
Come back.
Wow. They had a hell of a time filming that, I've heard.
I bet.
I heard it took 7 years to shoot that film.
Really? They started in 1990?
You see them all go through puberty.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Are we ready for the Dear Big Ones? Where we answer a listener?
That was really...
It was something else. That was a journey.
It took me back to a different time.
It really did. I really had to kind of peel off this old lady skin.
I know the layers of practicality and also awareness of death. Yes. I've talked about this on the podcast before. I suddenly had like a real awareness of my own mortality. It was like after I turned 31.
Mm. And you got that note.
Yeah, that said, told me when I was going to die.
For real?
No.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure Maria wrote it, but she is also planning to murder me.
I said
me.
Tomorrow.
But the note comes every day.
So now it's not. It doesn't feel so.
But who knows? Maybe I'm right.
Well, you will be eventually.
That's the thing.
One day I'll just say today.
Okay, Amanda.
Do you, you want me to read it? Okay.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Hold on. Okay, I think I just picked this at random. But I
you know, it's always in these moments where you wonder what the fuck is going on.
Behind
as
the
a listener,
scenes.
You're like, are they really just looking something up at Google?
It's all
or
script.
Is this a bit where they're all just kind of winking at each other?
No, it's real.
You're just looking at different screens of varying sizes.
Okay. This is an interesting
one. Okay, cool.
Okay, this is coming in from Anonymous.
Oh.
I work for a very rich man and buy all sorts of household items on his behalf. That is the kind of rich he is. He never has to go to the shops. Often stores have reward programs that give discount codes or gift cards. Is it wrong for me to use these for my own purchases? Sometimes these are shown on the receipt as a point balance or new gift card printed, and mostly I worry his accountant will one day ask what happened to those points or cards and I'll get fired. I am paid well, but it's always nice to get something for free.
That is interesting.
Wow. So we're talking like when you go to CVS and you know you sometimes you get the five bonus bucks or something.
Right.
Is it okay for this person to claim the freebies?
I mean, I think it's case dependent. I feel it's like if you're getting 20% off for buying 10 items or whatever, and you want to throw a box of cereal in there and pay the difference, I'm fine with that.
Are they saying like they go, like they bought a bunch of stuff at World Market? Mm-hmm. And then
he's rich. He's not shopping.
Okay. Well,
this is Maria's aspirational store.
I'm sorry.
All her World Market.
Okay. Pier One.
Pier One. Yeah.
And no, like okay, what's a place?
Bloomingdale's.
Okay. Bloomingdale's. A shopping spree at Bloomies.
Bloomies.
So, but that's different because you'd have a credit card. Let's just go to
Whole Foods.
Whole Foods. Perfect.
Great.
You're at Whole Foods. And you're off duty and they go put in your phone number or whatever.
Mm.
And you put in the guy's phone number so that you can get the points even though you're not buying anything for him.
Like you get a discount because he's such a high ranking member of Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or
that's
say
fine.
You go to what Starbucks and they're like, oh, you've racked up enough royalty points that you get a $5 gift card. And then you use that gift card. To me, none of this is sounding that bad. I don't think, and I don't think an accountant really deals in points and bonus. Like,
CVS points.
Yeah, I don't think the accountant is looking through every, I think she's looking at the total amount and putting it in a ledger somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
It doesn't bother me really at all.
Maybe one for you, one for me.
Okay.
Could that be a thing where it's like, all right, $5, well, I'd like to put it towards this purchase of his things.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one, you know, you could take that one for you.
Now, what if she's doing the thing, you know, like when you, if you're like, say you're buying frozen yogurts or green juices and you have a stamp card and it's like buy 10, get one free. Now, does that change things?
I think it does, Amanda. because you can't assume that this guy is rich. You know, it depends on how he deals with his money. Mm-hmm. If he's very frugal, then that free green juice, the day when you go out and he goes, go get my daily green juice, and you go out and he goes, okay, do you have the $5 I gave you, whatever? And you go, oh, I didn't have to use the $5. It was free, right? If you can't come back and say that because you use that free thing to get your own juice, do you know what I'm talking
about? What about a BOGO?
What's
like
a BOGO,
like say you go to Payless to buy this guy a pair of sandals and it's a BOGO day. So buy one, get one. You get a second pair of sandals free.
Well, then you go.
I think it's if you're getting anything bonus or for free and it did like BOGO. Just if you're getting a BOGO.
But what if he has a cousin that needed sandals? You know what I mean? And it's like if you just alerted him to the fact that it was BOGO day, then he would have been like, oh my God, my cousin Jeffy needed those.
You know what I think, you guys? I think it's a slippery slope.
It sure is.
And I think you have to adhere to either way. And I would go like, don't do it. Because it's a bit of a gray area. Mm-hmm. And I just think you avoid it.
I kind of agree. And I have a thought that maybe if you went to the guy and said, hey, it's BOGO today, he might go,
what is
BOGO?
First of all, what's BOGO?
And then he might say, why don't you keep the second pair of sandals? But I agree. It's kind of a slippery slope, although it's not ringing my morality bell.
Okay,
really.
How about this? How about this as a solution? Contact the accountant and say, what do you think? I keep coming up against this issue where I get 20% off something, or I get a free froyo, or I get a BOGO. In those situations, is it cool if I get that?
Yeah.
And she can, or he, not to be totally sexist, it could be a male accountant. If they're
Kobe,
like,
please.
come on. I feel like that's a good source to go to with that stuff. And if they're like, no, absolutely not, then you go, okay. Because that's the fear, I think. Her fear, I don't know if it's a man or woman again, but the fear is that the accountant's going to catch them. That's what it seems like.
Yeah.
And the accountant isn't your boss. So I think you can go to the accountant and say, I'm coming up against this thing.
Yeah.
What do I do when it happens?
That's interesting.
Well, my thing is, if you can't bring it up to the actual guy being like, hey, there's these extra points, can I use them? If you can't bring it upon yourself to do that, then I'd say, then don't do it. Because obviously there's something icky about it to you, which there doesn't have to be. Like, you could very well be like, hey, can I use some of these points or whatever? But if you can't do that, then I'd say then you shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Mm. I think we're probably all onto something with that.
Yeah.
Well, I said it.
But I thought at first.
I was also thinking it at the exact same time.
Yeah. All right, well.
In fact, everything you've said this whole podcast, I've thought first.
Whatever. I'm not bothered. Well, my God, did we go deep.
We really,
bottom of the ocean. Yeah. They called it the Ship of Dreams, and it was. That's what they say. Amanda.
What's
I think
that?
That's the theme.
Are you sure that wasn't the hook theme?
Mm-mm.
That feels like the title song on the DVD menu.
It is. And it's when they're going, it's like the busy, the hustle and bustle of the shipyard, all aboard.
Yeah,
da,
yeah.
Da, da, da. And then Rose walks up and she lifts her big hat and she looks up at the ship.
Oh my God. The beautiful space work beautiful you just did.
Costumes. Yeah, just like that.
Yeah, that was good. And Amanda did the flip of the hands because the hat goes up.
Yeah.
But really she doesn't. She just goes like this.
That's the thing. You watch a lot of actors. As Amanda and I are actors. Kobe, you're an actor.
Still trying to be.
You're aspiring. Doing really, really well.
Aspiring.
But you look at a lot of these actors and they don't. They just stare. There's nothing happening. Oops.
This is hard. Maria can't ever stop gesticulating.
She just got so angry.
like, we can't be in the karate
chopped her microphone.
Because we're both like this all day.
But our faces, like, my face moves a lot.
Yeah.
Then you'll watch, you know, an actor and they'll just be looking.
They'll just be,
And have you found, because you're in big movies and big TV things, have you found that maybe you used to do a lot of funny things with your face and you've had to bring it down? Or did you just always stare?
You know, I will say, I think that there are some, I've caught myself going, you know, when you have, when you're in a scene with somebody and they have a lot of words, mm-hmm. and this is take 8 and you can't, but it's on you. Mm-hmm. And you just catch yourself, I'm like, I'm not doing anything. But then you can fall in a trap with that too. And then you start trying to do like stuff where you're like, you know, like kind of squinting or kind of like exasperated look to the side, or like look down or whatever it is. And then you're like, what am I doing now? Yeah. No, I'm totally lost.
Mm. Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know. I mean, everybody's different. I mean, at that level, it's an interesting thing.
Like, say you're in a scene and you're like watching like a big spaceship crash into a mountain.
Wait, what?
Okay, is this not from a Marvel movie?
What?
I'm kidding. No, I'm saying like if you're watching that and you're an actor,
yeah.
Like, would you like, what can we see? What you do?
Well, I remember. I do have an example on. Oh God, what was it? Oh, it was a tag in the first part one of the Avengers Endgame one, the first one. I know stuff. anyway, it was me and Sam Jackson, and they're like, okay, so you look at this building, okay, and a helicopter is gonna come flying down here. It's gonna crash into that building. It's gonna fall down. It's gonna hit this car. The car's gonna explode.
Yeah.
And action. And it's even more challenging when you're doing it with, like, you're both supposed to be like in unison, the helicopter's falling and then it's whoa and then it falls down and then you have to react to the explosion. It's really hard.
Do they have like a tennis ball that you're following?
No. And it was like 5 blocks away. Like, it was a distance. It was in the distance. And it's a hard thing to do. And I don't think I've at all mastered it. But I think obviously the people who, you know, who are in every Avengers movie and have to do it all the time are better at it. But sometimes it's helpful when someone talks you through it, I think.
Mm,
and they say, okay, the helicopter's falling and it crashes. And then it falls down to the ground and there's somebody underneath there. Is there someone under? Like, it helps to sort
but
of
how
like,
do you even do
someone
that?
Someone talk you through it?
But how do you even do that truthfully?
It's called imagination.
I know it's imagination
and it's editing, and you go, well, they're going to cut to the helicopter. Thank God.
Yeah.
And it's then, not just a oneer on my freaking face.
Or you use substitution and you think of something crazy you have seen. Like, it's a homeless man and now he's walking down the train station and now he's pulling his dick out.
Yeah.
And now he's chasing me.
Yeah, no,
you know?
I've seen that.
I've seen that too. Came out of the tunnel and I was alone in the train station and he pulled his...
Amanda's got, just for visual, Amanda's got her hand out.
Just grabbing it.
This is not the dick. This is, I've got the little man.
Oh, that's
man.
The man. He's walking.
Like he's a Barbie.
I
think some people are just really good at it.
And do you think it has to do with just the shape of your face? Sorry.
Maria, stop. Sit on your hands. I'm your acting teacher, and I'm telling you to sit on your hands.
Do you think it has to do with the structure of your face?
I think that has to do with it. I also think it has to do with camera angles. Mm. I think it has to do with lighting.
Lighting.
Yes.
Because my mind is going to, like, Tom Cruise, who is the master of that. Like, if you watch any of his... reactive work, guys.
Oh my God, I can't.
I've worked with him, and he, like, it's all so real, and you're just like, he's so, I don't know how he does it, but it's just like, and he'll yell you through things too. He'll be like, we're running, and he'll be like, look up to the left. Look up to the left. There's a helicopter coming down. Okay, now we're going to go cut to the right. Because he knows it's on his back, but he knows when he looks back, he's going to see the helicopter fall from there to there.
Oh my God.
I think it just comes with having to do it so many times. And, yeah. And then knowing where the camera's positioned and knowing how to make it the eye line believable.
Yeah.
And then just being Tom Cruise, I think.
I think Tom Cruise doesn't have that voice in his head that's like, you're not doing a good job.
I don't think he does either. He,
right, does, he right. doesn't that, have
that's
that.
A, yeah, that's a big
part of it. Or you look silly,
sure.
Tom. Like, do you think he's ever thought he looked silly?
Only when he's being a goof.
Yeah, I think he has the ability to be silly and be like, that was dumb. But I think professionally,
he's like, it's in the bag.
Yes.
Like, yeah. No matter what I do, it's in the bag.
Yeah.
There's never been a movie star like him, and there won't ever be.
What about Leo?
Amanda, no. don't make me laugh.
I wonder why Leo never got into like action.
I know.
Stuff.
I was just going. What movies has he been in that are
Catch
Shelter,
Me If You Can?
Catch Me If You Can. It was kind of more like spy-ish. It was more like, what about Shelter Island?
Shutter Island?
The beach? I mean, no, he never
oh, God,
really...
How good was the beach, though, you guys?
I don't think I ever saw it.
I don't think
oh,
I saw it either. Guys, is there a moral dilemma good? In there? We should look at it.
Yeah, there is a really... Oh, there's a few in there, you guys.
Oh, my God, Amanda. We should do a whole season of the beach dilemmas.
It is... It's a really... I that was like my... I watched that so many... I don't know if I watched it in the theater, but I watched it so many times.
Yeah.
And it's so
that was
like,
your Titanic.
It might have been both Leo. I mean,
yeah. But yeah, I do agree that Tom Cruise is really the last real movie star, and he keeps peaking. Like Mission yeah. Impossible,
so good.
Like the new ones are so good.
Yeah,
Ghost Protocol.
I
so
want to see him though play more real people because
yeah, like Jerry Maguire. Yeah,
Jerry Maguire,
so good.
Even Magnolia.
Yes.
Like playing characters like that. He's so good. Like Rain Man. He's
yep.
so good. In those understated...
But you don't think he may have flown the coop?
Why?
Like, on being connected, like a real person?
You mean he's gone too far? Well, I don't... You mean he's gone too far and start... Like, he
like
can't
he's not
play
relatable.
That?
Like, maybe...
Anymore?
I wonder. Mm. I just wonder. I haven't seen it in a while. And not like I can't relate to his character in Mission Impossible.
No, I know.
I can. Because he loves yeah. his wife so much.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You he know, keeps, like, that's yeah, not like that's like go. An yeah. over-the-top character. I yeah. mean, the action's over-the-top.
Yeah, but I think he's so charismatic as normal people that he could play those. I hope if you're listening.
Tom Cruise.
He probably yeah. is. Well, maybe we should add him when we do the round table yeah. with all of the Marvel.
Yeah.
Well, he is one of the most charismatic people I've ever yeah. met. And he will... We shot a movie together in New Orleans however many years ago, and we were there for like 6 months.
Whoa.
And he would like, we'd have like an alligator wrangler on set because we were shooting near the swamps. And he would sit down and talk to them for 45 minutes. Like, what is your life? How did you get into this line of work? What is your family like? Do they do it too? He was so... interested
wow
in people, in careers, in personalities. I really feel like, and I said you should do some.
You said this to him?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Great, thank you.
And did he respond?
He was like, yeah, I think he would be open to it. I think it's just whatever comes his way. I don't know. I think he's very busy.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him with an Oscar in his hand.
Has he never won an Oscar?
No.
Has he? Not? Google it.
You're going to get a lot
Tom
of
Cruise
angry commenters if
Oscar.
You're wrong.
He's been nominated.
Okay.
But he's
Rain Man. He must have been nominated.
He was nominated for Magnolia. He was nominated oh, wow. for Jerry Maguire. He was nominated probably for Rain Man. I can't see it. Oh my God. His performance in what's that movie with the alien?
War of the Worlds. Yeah.
Now that's playing
now
an
that's
a
reactive
average guy.
Fucking role.
That,
I mean, that is, you are, I don't know what you have to look at.
Yeah. I've never seen a performance like it. He is just a dad in like Staten Island or yeah. wherever he is. And he's owning, he's like, Rachel, get your things. We're leaving this house in 5 minutes or whatever. And he means it.
Now, Tom, sub Leo with Tom Cruise on the boat, I'm definitely staying on the boat because I know Tom Cruise would not let anything happen to me.
100%.
Ever. And I mean that to this day. Like, I do believe Tom Cruise is watching out for me and would never, ever let anything happen to me.
I know I'll be okay because I know.
He's in the world. He's not going to let any, and especially Kobe, he knows you. He's would never let anything happen to you.
I don't believe he'll ever die. I
no, he
do,
wouldn't. No,
I
yeah,
do not he, to.
He's
he
a fighter.
Ever
yeah,
die.
For sure.
No way.
For sure.
All right. Well.
Okay.
I hope. Yeah. I'm sorry, but thank you so much for being
gosh,
here.
Thank you for having me. What a delight.
So, where can people watch your show? What days? When is it on?
It is on ABC Wednesday nights, 9:10. It's on 10 o'clock, except if you live in the Central America, which I still don't understand. But 10 o'clock.
Is Central for Central America?
No, Central, the state, just in
you
United
meant, like,
States.
Central America.
Well, so it plays at 10 o'clock on the East Coast and 10 o'clock on the West Coast. But in the middle of America, it plays at 9.
Because they
understand.
Go to bed early.
I don't know. Mm. Or Hulu, if you're just, you know, a normal television watcher.
Great. Well, Amanda, what do you have to say for yourself?
Oh, I have something. Oh. The Complete Woman, The Complete Christmas is out now. That's my fiction podcast I do.
Ooh.
And that just, the new season debuted today. So if you haven't listened, give it a shot. You can jump right in on the new season if you want, or go back and start from season one. It's really fun. Maria's in it. A lot of great people.
It's a lot
in
of
it.
Fun.
Is it, give another description of it.
It's Maribel May. She's a 1960s housewife. It's based on a real woman who was a self-help author from the 60s. And so it's basically the first four seasons are, it's like her complete woman course. So it's an instructional guide for housewives on how to save their marriage.
Oh,
but it's really sexist. And then the new season is basically the Christmas Carol, but a housewife version of the Christmas Carol, where she's visited by her kitchen appliances and they take her on a journey through space and time.
I'm in.
It's super fun. Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it's good.
Yes, very check good. It out.
Thank you.
Stumptown, Complete Woman. You guys can catch me on The Big Ones. Oh, you can email us at thebigonespodcast@gmail.com. Tweet us at The Big Ones Pod. Patreon. Subscribe. Do it all.
Do it, guys.
Do it.
Thank you so much, Kobe.
Thank you.
And thank you guys for listening to
The Big Ones.
Earios. Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.